every pitch.
Way back. Grand slam, Brandon Lockridge.
Every trade.
Brewers are looking for a guy that can give them 160 to 180 innings. And no better guy to start it off than Jake Mizrahi.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dominic Catronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
He is our Brewers insider, host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly. Dom, thanks for joining us.
Here we go. The marathon begins.
What are you looking forward to the most?
I mean, for me, it's just I love the game. Like I think the game itself is in the best shape it's been maybe ever. I mean, the pitch clock, the shift ban, and now maybe reaching its final modern form with the ABS challenge system. We saw a couple of them yesterday in the exhibition game, and instantly the fans loved it here. And I'm excited for, you know, maybe it's in a tense moment where we see the first ABS challenge, where if it's a ball or a strike and everyone like watch just straight to the Jumbotron and, you know, we see what the call is. So I just think the game itself is better than it's ever been. The actual quality of the product is why I love baseball right now.
So every time it's Brewers opening day, whether it's a few games in if we're on the road to start the season or like now when it's opening day, Milwaukee just changes a bit as a city, I think. Dom, we had Jeff Levering on earlier. He said he would campaign as mayor to make opening day a citywide holiday. Would you hop on that campaign? Would you be Levels' running mate if that was the main platform?
Absolutely, because there's already a city in the Midwest that does that. That's Cincinnati, right? So I think the way that you even elevate it even further, right? You don't have to do this little walk around like, all right, well, oh, I'm taking a quote-unquote sick day today, or you don't have to even lie to your boss. Like, no, just take the day off. And especially with the Brewers having a roof, they should always be opening at home, if you ask me. But I was just explaining it to my fiance the other day, like when we landed coming back from spring training on Sunday, and you just look around, it's just like you've already got the bunting up, you've already got Brewers banners everywhere around downtown. You'll have the flags up on the river tomorrow. City Hall will be decked out. I just love how this city backs its teams. And quite frankly, none bigger than the Brewers.
Interesting. I didn't know Cincinnati did that. We have to do that now. Okay. So there's something else that a lot of people are talking about, including in The Athletic, many different sports magazines. They're talking about the changes to the coaching box for first base and third base, that the coaches cannot move out of the box. And usually they do to not get hit by a foul ball. But according to The Athletic, the umpires are really going to be policing that this season. Why is it so dangerous for them to stay in the box?
Well, I think there's a couple of things at play here. The coach's box has been always like this most ceremonious, not needed box ever painted on a baseball field, because for so many years, the coaches didn't stand in it, you know, and they didn't need to stand in it because they needed to get out of the way of foul balls, right? You're telling me you want to stand 90 feet away from Aaron Judge down the line in case he pulls a ball foul? Like, absolutely not. So the story goes tragic. Back in 2007, a minor league coach named Mike Coolball was tragically killed on the field from a foul ball. And after that, it was when base coaches were ordered to wear helmets. Now, the sad part of that story is that he was hit in the neck. He wasn't hit in the head.
My.
So this is the part where I've talked to our coaches, I've talked to other coaches, where they are trying to get the word out. This needs to change. They cannot be standing that close. Now, the reason for the change is because of paranoia around sign stealing, where one of the oldest tactics in the book is if your coach stands up the line a little bit, maybe not where they're supposed to, but suddenly they maybe have a clearer view of the pitcher's grip, and then that gets relayed, and it's a form of sign stealing, which is why Major League Baseball has enacted these rules. Now, I could envision a scenario where they change based on runners on base, but I really hope that we can fix this before something goes in the wrong direction.
Well, we've seen baseball be a little hyper-reactive, especially recently as well, and I would agree with you that this does just seem to be a little too far on that end of the scale, and yeah, hopefully they can get something done. I did want to ask you, Dom, a bit about the pitching rotation. We do know our first few rounds of starting pitchers. We got the Miz taking the bump tomorrow against the White Sox. And then on Sunday, the newcomer Brandon Sproat's going to get his first starting nod in that Game 3. First what if no one knows anything about Brandon Sproat, what do they need to know? And then also as a follow-up, is this more a stopgap measure potentially until Priester is back and healthy, ready to go? Or could we potentially see more Sproat starts down the road here?
I think Sproat's earned his spot on this team to stay. I think performance always shakes these things out when Priester does return, but that won't be until early May at the best case scenario. So the point being for Sproat, he's got nothing left to prove in AAA. You know, he made his big league debut last year with the Mets for four starts, and they trusted him to start four games while they were trying to hang on to a playoff spot, right? They believe in him, and so do the Brewers. So I think that Sproat would be here to stay, and it all kind of comes down to performance, right? You've got four other guys that are all very talented, but these things tend to work themselves out. Maybe somebody else comes up injured at that time. But the Brewers have such depth in their rotation to follow Miz with Chad Patrick, who was an underrated rookie last season, to then follow that with another rookie in Sproat. Kyle Harrison is somebody that I'm very excited about. He gets the ball on Monday. And then ultimately the big woo, Brandon Woodruff, getting the ball on Tuesday against the Rays.
He is our Brewers insider and host of Brewers Extra Innings and Brewers Weekly. Dom Cotroneo. Dom, thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all.